The censorship-free app Parler returns to Google Store. Artificial intelligence is making artwork better than humans can. Amazon filing a lawsuit against a fake Amazon operator, and how car thieves are stealing Kia and Hyundai cars. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 104. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Cy from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello. Hey,
good to have you with us, as always. Bright, colorful hair today. rainbow.
Indeed.
Very good. And to show some love to Mike and the team at Perfection Auto Works, we want to tell them about how they can fix all your car's needs. Mike Emery has found the dream team of expert auto technicians in Tucson in their clean facility so they can get it right the first time. So don't waste your time or your money at other shops. Take advantage of the free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. We have a great show for you today, so we'll get right into tech news this week. So this app, Parler, remember Parler from a couple of years ago, it was advertised as censorship-free, which means you can say anything, anything goes, nothing gets deleted, nothing ever happens. But they soon found out the repercussions of doing something like that, right? So since it was removed 2 years ago, Android users that were in favor of the app had to install the app manually, bypassing the App Store. Now, although the Parler app had reappeared in the Apple Store in May of 2021, which was last year, it reappeared in the Google Play Store just yesterday. Now, in order to meet the Google standard of what is okay and not okay for these things that are in the Google App Store, they had to adjust their policy on censorship. So they're no longer a censorship-free app anymore. They're kind of moving more towards the other types of
moderated
social media. Moderated, right? So they did have to add buttons that you can report a post, or they actually do have to start censoring, blocking content that incites violence and objectionable comment. Buttons such as inappropriate or violating terms of service, and removing and blocking abusive users. So the Parler app was actually blamed for the uncensored communication that led to the insurrection at the White House January 6th, supposedly. But people used Parler because Twitter was blocking too many messages that violated their anti-violence policy. So we're going to see what happens with this release. We're going to see if things return to what we were. We want to believe in humanity, but you got to set boundaries for what people can and can't do. You know, if you let them it's just a free for all. You know, hey. All right. But that's a political discussion. This is not a political show. This is a technology show, and that is technology news. So there we go. All right, also in technology news, Amazon filing is filing a lawsuit against a fake Amazon operator. Have you ever spoken to a fake Amazon operator?
Not to my knowledge.
I'm sure they've called you. Maybe you haven't
spoken. I'm not in the habit of picking up numbers I don't recognize. So if they may have called, but they didn't reach me.
Just so you know, I answer all of my phone calls. If somebody were to call my cell phone right now, you would actually hear it ring. I'm not going to pick it up during the radio show, but I do answer all of my calls. Sometimes, and oftentimes it is a prank phone call. It's a phone call from a fake call center. Some of the so I'm speaking to fake Amazon operators all the time, and as you may know, Amazon's name is often used in imposter scams, and that's what they're called, imposter scams, because so many people are familiar with the name and have an account. And it's the same thing with Microsoft, the IRS, YouTube, and even for Roku.
Right.
I've heard that people buying Roku boxes, if you have trouble setting it up and you dial you type in Google Roku customer service, you'll get a phone number to a fake Roku call center. And they're going to charge you money for doing some things that are free. That's included. Right. You know, but Amazon filed suit against Pioneer Incorporated for their role in running a call center with fake Amazon Video and Ring customer service. From mid-2020 to mid-2021, Amazon imposter scams multiplied by fivefold, I should say.
Wow.
So it got five times larger. So during the pandemic, you may have noticed that you're getting a whole lot more phone calls, text messages, things of that sort, emails. So hopefully this file will also start to level the playing field a little bit so that the rest of us won't be bombarded with these fake phone calls. In 2021, Amazon actually paid $900 million globally and employed some 12,000 machine learning scientists, software engineers, expert investigators, and programmers to protect itself and customers from fraud and other forms of abuse. All this to say, there is no program that can block a conversation. I've preached this before. There are antivirus programs that can stop viruses from coming in your computer, anti-malware, anti-spyware, but there's nothing that can really stop. Once someone has started a conversation with you by text message, phone call, email, once you're already involved in the conversation, and then that conversation turns to something a little bit malicious, something more scammy, that it may start off innocent, but once it starts taking this turn to something undesirable, there's nothing really in place technology-wise that can stop it.
Right. Not that wouldn't be surveillance.
Right. So people want their privacy, but they also want to be protected.
Right.
So how exactly do you do that?
Well, you do it with education more than anything.
Exactly.
You learn how to spot the scams.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. And that is our service.
We are our own technology.
Actually, we right here in this studio right now, we are protecting the Tucson people by educating them about what is happening in the world. Because honestly, That is the best anti-scam. That is the best anti-malware. That is the best antivirus that you can get is knowledge of the user. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no replacement for learning about these things. So, continue.
I always say a little paranoia goes a long way. If it feels like they're asking for something that doesn't make you comfortable, mm-hmm. it's okay to say, I'm done.
But there's also a certain level of too much paranoia, because it has to be a balance.
Right.
Because if you're too paranoid, then you'll start deflecting things away that are actually
sure.
real.
That's why I say a little paranoia goes a long way.
So you have to know, you have to always be on the edge of what is fake and what is real.
But trust your gut.
All right. Also, artificial intelligence. Now, we were just talking about this about the show. Artificial intelligence produces pieces of art that are better than what humans are able to to do. So apparently human artists are upset. Now, you're kind of an artist, right? You're a musician.
But very much so, yes.
You're in comedy. So how would you feel if an AI robot was a better musician than you, a better comedian than you? Like, how would you feel? Would you feel that was fair?
I don't know about fair or not, but it wouldn't be a whole lot of fun to get replaced like that. Whether or not that's fair is not necessarily where I would worry about it, unless it were in the case of the example today, if it affected my livelihood.
Yes.
Then I would start to worry. Like, wait a minute.
I don't think it's comforting to be replaced by a robot.
No.
For any profession.
Not really, no.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned in this report. So here's what's happened. A piece of artwork was submitted by a guy named Jason Allen in a Colorado State Fair art contest. So it was a state fair art contest. He wanted to make a statement regarding digital artificial art. And if you get a chance to look at it, it's actually very cool. The rules of the contest did not explicitly say anything against digital art. That's right. In his defense. And Jason also, he said that he did submit a comment attached to his submission that explains that the art was produced with a software called Midjourney, which is an online artificial intelligence tool. The art judges, the judges of the art contest later said that they didn't realize that it was produced with artificial intelligence, but they also said that it would not affect their decision anyway because they...
A human had to create the prompts and manipulate the AI.
Yes.
I know. It's a slippery argument because there you can see that there's an argument to be made as to whether or not he should have entered or not.
Yeah. But, you know, it is. Okay, so we can see this piece of artwork on the on the monitors here.
It's quite stunning.
It is stunning. I think the rules were had to do they actually
fantasy,
had to paint
a fantasy landscape fantasy. Kind of idea.
There it was. And did a great job.
It's quite beautiful. It is quite beautiful.
All right. So
and their rules didn't say it had to be made by a pen to canvas by a human.
Yeah, but just because they didn't say that,
I know. I know.
Okay, look at that.
It's stunning.
Piece of art.
It's absolutely stunning.
It is stunning.
But it would be a bummer to be beat out by that.
Yeah.
Having spent my own blood, sweat, and tears to paint something.
Exactly. Sweat, and tears. See, AI doesn't have blood, sweat,
right.
and tears.
Exactly.
They just run programs and they find out what the human collective believes and what they are overtaken by. So it kind of makes you wonder about the arts of the future. Will we be overtaken by machine and even in the creative space? Are we going to only be listening to songs, TV shows, and the pieces of art that were only AI creation? I mean, is that going to be a thing now? Is that going to be a thing now? Because then the creativity of actual humans is going to decrease because if they're not being appreciated, there it goes.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time for it, but I know when I was there was an example of, it's been a long time since I played directly or listened directly to it, but there was an example of someone who set up an AI to create music like Bach. Now Bach, his compositions had a very orderly, a lot of our music theory is based on looking at them. And so there's a lot of predictability into how they are constructed and so on. And someone programmed an AI to create Bach compositions. And when you listen to them, you can hear that they are technically constructed well, but there's something missing.
The Bach style.
There's something missing in a lot of them. And it's sort of those places where Bach broke his own rules. Basically, there's those little places where a little humanity got
almost
injected.
As if Bach was alive today. This is the kind of AI he would probably be using if he were to continue in his music.
Sure, but then you tweak what it comes out and be like, nope, I want to change it just a little bit to be a little more unexpected.
All right, maybe it might be a good idea to just say that AI does not deserve any awards.
Or we should have different awards for AI.
Yes, for developer awards.
Yep.
We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and how car thieves are stealing Kia and Hyundai cars. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars. You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson. Because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Cy, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
We've got all kinds of fun stuff going on right now. If you are in any way interested in Tucson Comic Con, which is also going on this holiday weekend, we have our comic book group performing there at 2:30. The second we're done here, rush over to TCC and you can see Comic Chaos. They basically make up a live comic book, and they're a lot of fun. We also will have a panel there tomorrow at 11, Improv for Cosplay and Role Play. So helping folks who do cosplay or role-playing games incorporate some improv into the way they work. Pardon me. Then, of course, at the theater, we have a family-friendly show tonight at 9:30, as well as next Friday at 9:30. And then our Fridays After Dark variety show next Friday at 9.
Okay. And by the way, there is a way to listen to the end of this show and be at Comic-Con at the same time. That is, you can wear a Walkman,
there
a Sony
go.
Walkman. So put your Walkman on now and start walking to the TCC. By the time you get there, the show ends, and you'll start the Unscrewed Theater show right there at
Absolutely.
Tucson Comic-Con. We're going to take a look back at science and tech history. We have about five entries on this one this time. What do you have for us?
Lots of good stuff. So 27 years ago, on September 3rd, 1995, eBay was founded. And even today, still going today, as a great platform for buying and selling globally. You can buy and sell just about anything under the sun. Land, cars, jewelry, furniture, Lego.
And, you know, Lego.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I bought a lot of Lego back in the day.
Okay.
I built a computer out of Lego. Built a PC tower out of Lego.
Is that a fact?
Wow. It is.
And other buy and sell apps have surfaced. There's Letgo. There's OfferUp. Amazon, of course. But eBay still takes up... It was one of the things that was better for the sellers when it first came. But now they're up to like 30% on sales and transactions up to, you know, so they're taking more money from the sellers, so it's not as robust as it used to be, but still going strong. I still anything that I can't find on Amazon, I just go over to eBay, and but usually between the two websites, I can pretty much find anything.
Sure.
What else we got?
Well, of course, 71 years ago, we had the first live national TV broadcast. On September 4th, 1951, President Harry S. Truman's opening speech before a conference in San Francisco was broadcast across the nation, making the first time a live television program was broadcast from coast to coast.
Okay, 71 years ago.
Yep.
I was not around.
Nor was I.
Okay, so we'll take that for face value. What else we have?
All right, so 29 years ago, on September 2nd, 1993, the very first search engine, the W3C catalog, was released. Now, this was long before Google and web crawlers and the kind of search engine you might imagine today. It was a digital index of the internet.
That's right. Now, most modern search engines are still based in the digital index. Google has a digital index. Yahoo has a digital index. All the popular ones do. Now, prior to this, before these indexes even started were around, you would actually have to know the exact website that you were going to. Okay, and if you didn't have that exact website, you would just be in front of a browser.
Finding nothing.
And you're just saying, okay, well, what do I do? Do I just push buttons now?
Right.
But, you know, so that actually was a great innovation, and it's still use, and I use it hundreds of times. We all use it hundreds of times a day. Every time you push the letter K on your browser, you're getting searches. You're already getting indexes, you know, just from that letter. So that's what's going on. Okay, what else we got?
Well, speaking of browsers, 14 years ago on September 2nd, 2008, Chrome was released, and it's still a favorite of many. And depending on whose statistics you look at, it's got anywhere from 60 to 70% of the market, well beating Microsoft Edge, Safari, Firefox, and even Opera, which I love to use for testing purposes.
And I personally use it as my everyday browser. It's the fastest. It's fast. It's loaded with features. It could also be made into, it's also a resource hog. So if you open up a Google browser and you go into your task instances, you'll see that there's dozens of things that say Google on it. So it does use a lot of resources in the computer, but it is a notable mention for those of you that are fanatic about privacy, and that is the Opera browser, like you had mentioned before, has a free VPN feature to built right into the browser. So once Chrome starts fizzling out with its features and updates, I might switch over to Opera.
It's a great one to have as an alternative, but it's one of those little known tips. Sometimes if you're wondering why your computer's slow and you have 50 or 60 tabs open in Google Chrome,
it's not that hard to lose your window.
You open a new window, you have new tabs
on
that
one. You just hover over and then you got like 10 windows that open up, and each window has like 10 tabs open.
Double check how many tabs you have open on Chrome, because that might be a performance hit if you're not careful. But sticking with Google and going back to search engines in our final history entry. 28 years ago, on September 4th, 1994, Google was founded.
Google,
still here and still free.
Still free. Now, if you ever get a Google bill, okay, don't pay it. it's still a free service. Now, Google offers tons and tons of services. They offer so many services that within their complex, there are some developing teams that have no idea what's happening on the other side of the building.
Right.
And sometimes they develop overlapping technologies. Google Maps and Google Earth, for example, is a great example of how some of these technologies are overlapping. You would say, you want to watch the Earth? Okay, well, can't you just look at Maps? No, you could also look at Google Earth.
Right, right.
So therefore, there it goes. Okay, we're going to get into our quick announcement. So iPhone 14 is set to release next week, likely by a 90-minute YouTube video. Rumors suggest that the Pro version of the iPhone 14 will be more expensive. Surprise.
Surprising.
That's not really a rumor. It's just a pattern.
Right, right. It's reading the room.
Also, Samsung recently discovered a cybersecurity incident that affected some customer information. So if you have an account with Samsung, make sure you check your credit history and financial statements over the next few weeks to check for unauthorized charges. Also, have fun at Tucson Comic Con this weekend, happening for the rest of today and tomorrow at the Tucson Convention Center. We might see members of the Unscrewed Theater there. Also, the Battery and Electric Vehicle Trade Show in Michigan happens September 13th to the 15th during the week. That's a Tuesday to a Thursday trade show. If you decide to go, please call in for our September 17th show and give us some highlights. We'd love to find out what's going in there. Our last story, how car thieves are stealing Kia and Hyundai cars. Now, I don't have a Kia or Hyundai now.
Nope.
I did in the past.
Nope.
Actually, my sister drives a Hyundai, so I might have to let her know about this.
Yeah, nope.
So it all started with this viral TikTok video. It was a bunch of teenagers that figured out how to easily steal and start up a Kia or a Hyundai cars using just a screwdriver and a USB cord.
Oh, no.
And police departments across the country started to see a rise in the car thefts that involved Kia and Hyundai cars. The cars that are vulnerable of this type of theft are Kia and Hyundai models between the years 2015 and 2021. Again,
that's a lot of cars.
Kia and Hyundai models between the years 2015 to 2021. The 2022 models have already corrected the security problem by adding an immobilizer to their system. Now, we're not going to go into detail about how the thieves work, but the experts say to park your car in well-lit areas and install an alarm or kill switch and invest in a steering wheel lock. So the club, I mean, in New York City, Tucson is becoming a big town. It's starting to have some big town problems. We're going to start seeing a lot more of these.
The clubs coming back, right? Yeah, my husband has one of those that covers the whole steering wheel for his Subaru.
Cool. Prevents people from having to cut it off. Before we wrap up, just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location, Speedway and Craycroft, for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. back up your system to the cloud, and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 104. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Side co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater, Tom Fairbanks at the control board. We'll see you next week.
You enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.